Major changes will come to some Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools when classes resume on August 27th. Three new schools are opening, more than 100 have been renovated, and the somewhat controversial pairing of some schools under the new student assignment plan kicks in. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
One pair of schools that will merge this year is Sedgeville Elementary and Dilworth Elementary in South Charlotte. When CMS officials proposed pairing the two, many parents vehemently opposed the idea. Dilworth was rated a B school by the state, and most of the students were well-to-do. Sedgeville had a D rating, and the majority of the students were low-income. Just the type of pairing that school officials targeted for economic diversity. During school board meetings, parents testified for and against the pairing. At an event at Sedgeville this week, Principal Terry Hall said the merger is going smoothly.
All of our Dilworth parents, all of our Sedgeville parents have come together to become the new paired school.
Hall says community and faith groups have also helped. Sedgeville's name will change to the Dilworth Elementary Sedgeville campus with students in pre-K through second grades. Third through fifth graders will attend Dilworth, renamed Dilworth Elementary Latta campus. Superintendent Clayton Wilcox described the merger of the two schools this way.
It's an opportunity for us to unite our communities to do what I think many of us in this community have kind of longed to do, and that's to break down some of the walls that emerge over time between and amongst people of different resource levels.
Billingsville and Cotswold Elementary Schools in East Charlotte have merged as well to make them more economically diverse. Billingsville will be a K through second grade school and Cotswold a third through fifth grade school. Nathaniel Alexander Elementary and Moorhead STEM have also merged and renamed Governor's Village STEM Academy. New school openings this year are Charlotte East Language Academy, built at the old Eastland Mall site, Villa Heights Elementary, and Wilson Middle School, which closed in 2011. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.